I'm chatting with Don Belton today about volunteerism in the community. But before we get to that, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I'm retired. I was the manager of a private pension plan for 35 years. Prior to that, I worked at Boeing of Canada, which is now Empire Aerospace, for 10 years. And then that's when I went to my job in Ottawa, and I am now retired.
And were you born and raised in Empire?
Yes, I was. I was born in the original hospital, and I've lived here all my life.
What do you enjoy most about the community wherein you live?
The people. It is now getting bigger, but at one point, I think mostly everybody knew everybody. Everybody was friendly. When you would meet them on the street, they would be smiling and have a hello and shake your hand. It's just a real community value.
That struck me when I moved here, when people would say, "How are you?" They actually expected an honest reply.
That's true. That's so true, Rick. But again, now that it's expanded, there are a lot of people in town now that I still say hello to everybody. Sometimes they say hello back, sometimes they don't, and that's fine. I think what it is that people, wherever they are coming from, are not sure, because probably where they've come from, you probably don't talk to your neighbors. Here in our community, everybody talks to everybody. Everybody says hello to everybody. And it's just a friendly environment that we have here in our small community, which is getting bigger. But again, it's just one of the nice things about this community.
And are these aspects that prompt you to get involved in volunteering? And what are some of the areas in which you have done?
I was with the Iron Prairie Hockey School for 35 years, and I would take a week's vacation to work at this school to help out. I was an instructor. I had the first group, which was ages 3 to about 8. With them being that young, you just had to instruct them once, and they listened. It wasn't like the older group. The older group always wanted to give you a little bit of lip back.
Why do you feel it's important to give back?
As an example, this year we had nobody to umpire minor ball. I have a part-time job at TNA Car Wash. One of the bosses out there looked after the minor ball for McNabb Brayside, Aaron Pryor, and he asked me if I would help out. Knowing that that if he didn't have any umpires, the kids wouldn't have any ball. So I thought just that this is for the kids, and I'm more than willing to help out.
What accomplishment are you most proud of?
Just being able to help kids, give them some positive advice, and see them later on in years. Back in the 70s, 80s, I have two boys and a daughter, and I coached my boys with hockey. And the friendships that evolved from the hockey, we still see boys that we coach now in the street. They come up, they haven't forgotten us. And I think that's great to leave that impression with these young men that now come up and shake our hand and always are so friendly to us.
Thank you for all of those efforts, and thank you for being part of this feature and coming in and being interviewed today.
I thank you very much for having me in. And as I said, this is a wonderful community. And anybody who has the opportunity to come and live here, don't miss out.